Sunday. So I have a brother who I minister with at my local church, Brother Kondwani Piri, shout out to you, and also a lovely sister I inherited from a very good friend of mine. Her name is Hannah. She's not in Zambia anymore. She's out with her family. She joined her family last year. So those two help me, the backing vocals that you hear. And then I actually have actual kids that sing at the end. Like, literally, so I have Joanna there, I have Tony there, I have Jesse there, I have Toella there. I know, right? Shout out to all of them. They just nailed it. So, yeah. So, those are the guys that...
So, Kondwani, is he the one who does the rap, like...
No, segment? That's Gio, my producer.
Oh, that's the producer.
Yes, that's Gio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing your music. Thank you for sharing your gift with us.
Thank you so much.
And look forward to more. Since you said, and by your statement, I'm assuming it's almost ready.
Yes, it is.
Your second single.
Yes, it is.
So we'll have it by next Sunday, will we?
Most likely, if not next Sunday, Mr. Paddy, I don't want to...
Because you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yes. I know, and amen to that. Amen to that. So, hopefully by next Sunday, and if not, then probably the next after.
Okay.
But definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be looking forward.
Thank you so
to
much.
More from
I'm
you.
Also looking forward.
No sneak peeks. No hints. What kind of theme?
For the next song.
Forward to the next song or songs.
I don't mind sharing a sneak peek into the next song in particular. Okay. So the next song will be titled Mwende Naini. So it's a song that's originally done by a brother from the Copper Belt, Mulenga Kasengele.
Yeah.
So then I, with his permission, restructured it and did something out of it. So that's our next song, Mwende Naini. It's a prayer that God walk with me.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I hope you enjoy it. It's a worship song, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's different from this one. We're coming from the hype going to into a much more slower beat.
So I'm going to do something.
Yes.
And you can kill me for this after that. I don't mind. But sing us a line from Mwende Naini.
Yeah.
While we're still on the sneak peek.
Okay.
Segment, so to speak.
Okay. So, if I don't have you, I have nothing. If I don't have you, I have nothing. If I don't have you, I have nothing. When the night nay, when the night nay, when the night nay, when the night
lovely. Thank you. We are looking forward to when the night.
Thank you.
And we pray that you will continue to avail yourself to be used of God.
Thank you so
with this gift that He has blessed you with.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and keep churning out these songs, these compositions that minister. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Please do.
I will.
And of course we had a silent observer in the studio.
Okay.
And we just want to say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
We thought you'd get away with it, didn't you? No, not on my watch.
No.
So thank you for supporting. Yeah, and thank you even for being here. Yeah. And so that was Ruth Mwate speaking about Kingdom Come, her recently released single, and of course talking about herself and the soon to be released second single,
yes,
Mwende Naini, which we're all looking forward to. And well, depending on how it goes, album or EP.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be honest. Sometimes I'm not sure I understand the difference between an album and an EP.
Mm.
I know. Don't laugh at me. Don't judge me. I know I work for radio.
Fine.
But even in Phoenix, we have different generations, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Amazing.
So some of these terms come up and you're like, what is that? We know albums. You talk about an album, we're on the same page.
Yes, please.
And now all these different terminologies. Mm-hmm. And gosh, I mean, in our time, even genres, we're not that.
We're not. Yeah.
So, album or EP? Take me out of my misery. And I'm sure a lot of others who may be listening to you in the same boat I'm in.
Okay, album. Album with quote. Mr. Bradley, this is a hot seat you're putting me in. But anyway, for the sake of
welcome
taking you
radio
out of your misery.
Thank you.
Album.
Mm-hmm.
Album.
Uh-huh.
Album.
What's the difference between album and EP?
Well, an EP, I think an EP has only a limitation of like, I think 7 to 8 songs, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
It doesn't have so many songs
uh-huh.
to it. But an album is a collection of more songs,
yeah.
Like say, for instance, maybe more than 8, maybe
yeah.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Okay.
I stand corrected, but that's my understanding.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I shall write that down and then study it later so that I do not forget it. Because like I said, in my time, either had an album or a single. An album was on, you know, that big black CD?
Yes.
Vinyl? Was made out of vinyl?
Yes.
Yeah? Either the big black one that you played at, was that 33 and a half revolutions or something? Let's be with that. Or the smaller one, which was a single. That one, I think, was at 78 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if the needle, the stylus, that was the name, the stylus for the record player, if it was skipping on the record, you'd put a coin on the head.
Really?
Yes. Oh my goodness. To like keep it stable on the disc,
mm-hmm.
on the vinyl.
Yes, yes.
Like if it was scratched or if it had some bumps.
Interesting.
And you put the coin on it to keep it, because without the coin,
mm-hmm.
it would be light enough to skip.
Okay, I see.
So you put the coin, then you have a great assurance that the song will play from start to finish without any disturbance.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So hence you now understand where I come from.
It's a good place. It's
oh,
a very good place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You need people like me.
We actually do need people like you.
For this memory, this history. If it was a family, say institutional memory.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we have to know where we come from.
Absolutely.
And
think some of the things might come back. You see a lot of things that were there
that's
back then that are
that's
coming back
true.
Actually
okay.
at a very fast rate.
I was actually reading, there was an article somewhere where they were saying vinyl is coming back as the source of choice.
Really?
For some of these music events,
mm-hmm.
music venues, clubs,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Nice.
And so I'm like, hey.
Viva.
I know what that is. I've been there.
Nice.
Maybe I should start playing vinyl.
Maybe. Who knows? Next time we come, the next, like, 20,
you know.
After 20 sessions and meetings.
You know.
There might be one right next to you.
And I will give credit to you when that happens.
Thank you
absolutely.
Very much. I'll be here.
So once again, thank you very much.
Thank
I'm sure you're ministering today, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
At what time?
At 9.
At 9. Oh, you have a lot of time.
Yes,
a lot of time to get there.
So I am ministering.
But please, do let us know.
Okay.
When the 9 is.
Yes.
And everything else that will follow.
Yes, please.
The EP, the album, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right here.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Paddy.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Sunday. Be blessed.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We're talking to Ruth Mwapi, speaking about Kingdom Come, her latest release, her first release, the single, and working on the next one. And, of course, more to come. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 8 on The Gospel Show on Phoenix. Stay with me.
Every day starts with the revving of an engine. Whether you run your own transport business or you just love to get those deliveries to your customers on time, you need something that will help your engine go the distance. Something built for heavy-duty performance. That, my good friend, is Shell Remula. Looking for a product to go the extra distance? Ni Shell Remula Che. Engine protection from any unexpected surprise. It's the best Ori Java, my friend. Available at any engine service station countrywide. That's not all. You at authorized dealers and trusted auto parts shops across Zambia. So, next time you are buying oil, ask them, Kodi Mulina Sharon.